The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hi, good afternoon. Come in. Have a seat. My last client had an extended session, so please lay back on the seat and relax. I'll just need to straighten a few things before we start your session. How have you been since we last met? Did you take time to reflect and muse over our discussion last time? Great, that's good to hear. Okay, let's get started. I know we touched on this last time, but to tell you the truth, I don't think it was the right time. You needed more time for it to marinate. Not bad, honestly, considering you were still trying to recollect the events of the night. Your subconscious still did not have sufficient time to process the fractured scenes you do remember. So, with all that said, I'm hoping what we discussed last week helped in progressing both of us to tackle that next step. So, looking at my notes, we ran out of time as you finished describing your night at the club with your girlfriend. You mentioned you were so intoxicated that most of the night was a blur, and you couldn't recall any more details. But I think you remember much more than you want to admit. Listen, this is a safe place. It is paramount for you to accept your personal thoughts and preferences. And that's why I'm here. And I assure you, we will achieve that together. But we can't achieve that unless you tell me everything, okay? All right. Let's do a cognitive exercise. I'll read what I have written down from our last session. And I want you to just relax on the chaise and imagine everything as I say it. I'll fill in some of the gaps in your memory, and I'll just want you to nod your head in agreement. If I get it correct, understand? Do you have any questions? What happens if I get it wrong? Oh, I'm confident that won't be an issue. So are you ready? I want you to relax for me. Close your eyes and relive every detail as you hear them, okay? Let me finish before you interject. You understand? Okay, perfect. So, let's start from the very beginning. You were laying on the bed, remember that? Pretending to scroll through your phone, instinctually scrolling, but you weren't paying attention, were you? Your eyes kept darting up, watching your girlfriend try on different dresses for the night, watching the different materials grip her curves, support her supple breasts, and form over her body like it was painted onto her. Then you saw it, the tight black dress, her breasts nearly spilling out of the top, showing the tops of her lace bra. Cut so short, her thick butt barely covered by the thin material. You knew that was the one, didn't you? It was why, after so many outfits, you finally spoke up. You encouraged her, and she took your advice. You had something else in mind, didn't you? You had other intentions when you subconsciously picked out that dress for her, didn't you? That's right. Nod yes. Those intentions. You knew that the club you were going to wasn't in the best part of town. Yet, you decided to dress her up in the shortest, tightest, sluttiest outfit she owned. You knew she would be the center of attention on that dance floor. And you wanted that, didn't you? That's okay to want that. There's more to it, isn't there? Dressing her up wasn't for her sake, but yours. Take a deep breath. I can see you tensing up. This is a safe place. It's okay to want these things. Deep breaths. Relax for me, okay? You wanted to show her off. Show off your girlfriend. But you didn't want to lay claim and make them jealous, did you? Good. Just keep nodding when I'm right. You wanted her as bait. That's okay. It's 100% okay. I understand. Remember what she looked like in the Uber? How her dress hiked up, revealing her panties? Do you remember? Good. Do you remember which ones they were? That's right, the crotchless ones. The ones she said she bought for you, but never once wore them before. Am I correct? Good. How did that make you feel? Jealous? Excited? Aroused? Maybe that's what I thought. No, don't worry. Don't cover up. Keep your hands to the side and relax. Just nod, okay? Let's fast forward. Do you remember being on the dance floor, gently gripping onto her waist as she rolled her hips and grinded into you? Did that feel good? I know it did. But there's more, isn't there? You weren't lost in the sensation of her thick ass rubbing into your hardness, were you? You saw more. The body surrounding you, watching her, watching your girlfriend. Those tall, handsome, muscular men. Athletic and young, weren't they? It's okay to nod. That's it. They watched her like predators hunting for the next prey, didn't they? How did that make you feel? Insignificant? Weak? To be surrounded by such perfect alpha males? All making their way to you. To your girlfriend. You loved it, didn't you? Good. That's okay to like it, to want it. And then you left her, didn't you? All those men closed their distance on your gorgeous woman. You abandoned her. You made your way to the bar, offering to get her a drink, and never looked back. Not until you took two shots by yourself. And do you remember what you saw when you turned around, drinks in hand? It took less than 5 minutes for them to swarm her. It's okay. Let it happen. Let your cock twitch. It's just us here. Would you like me to keep going? Good. Focus on that memory, watching your girlfriend through the crowd, watching her grind and roll her hips into another man. Are you remembering it now? Are the details filling in? You froze and just watched. You saw his muscular arms wrap around her. You saw his strong, rippling definition twitch as he gripped onto her, pulled her back until there was no space between her ass and his cock, huh? That's okay. Just nod for me. That's what I thought. How did it make you feel? The same as right now? Uncontrollably aroused? That's okay to feel this way. It's normal. And while we are here, absolutely encouraged. Take a deep breath. That's it. Sink into the chair. You stood there and watched. His dark skin contrasted against your girlfriend. So much stronger than you. So much more handsome. She melted in his arms, didn't she? She didn't even try to fight it. And it's what you wanted. It's why you dressed her up like that. It's why you left her as soon as he closed in. You wanted to see. Good. It's okay to want that. Do you remember watching her pretty face now? Do you remember seeing her lips parted? A silent moan escaping her mouth in the loud, dark, and crowded dance floor? You do? Good. Do you remember seeing him kiss her neck? Her not fighting it? And then what? His other hand. It wasn't wrapped around her waist anymore, was it? That's right. Your memories of the night are coming back. Keep breathing deeply for me. Just nod, okay? Good. You remembered seeing his hand. They were between her legs, weren't they? His fingers were curled into her, weren't they? They were. She was moaning to his fingers, sliding into her cunt. Your girlfriend was getting fingered and violated by this perfect alpha. And you couldn't even stop it if you wanted to, could you? She came, didn't she? That's it. Nod for me. Okay. She came with his fingers. And you watched. That's it. No, don't shy away. I want you to know it's okay to be aroused. It's okay for you to want to watch. For you to admire him as much as you do her. He was handsome, wasn't he? Perfectly sculpted. He was the exact type of man that your girlfriend needed to feel pleasure, wasn't he? Good. Accept it. Know that it's okay. Do you remember what happened next? They left the dance floor. He took her hand and led her upstairs, didn't he? Past the velvet rope, to the empty VIP section. Is that correct? And what else? The bouncers followed, equally muscular, donned in tight black shirts. They followed, leaving the staircase unguarded. They followed your girlfriend and her new man upstairs, didn't they? Good. You're remembering. I know your mind was racing. You've been my client long enough for me to know what is going on in your head. And that you needed to know. You needed to see, didn't you? You swallowed both drinks and made your way through the crowd, pushing your way past with determination until you reached the bottom of the staircase. You paused there, didn't you? Mm-hmm. It's okay. I know you did. She's been gone for nearly 10 minutes by this point. And you needed to know, didn't you? So you went upstairs. Good. Here's where your memory seemed to falter last week. Let me fill them in. Shh. It's okay. Remember, just nod. Don't worry about my end. Trust me. Relax for me. That's it, hun. You knew what you were going to walk into, didn't you? It didn't matter how loud the music was. You heard her. Clear as day. Your girlfriend screaming, moaning, making noises you've never heard. You're starting to remember, aren't you? The perverse scene unfolding in front of you as they came into view. Do you remember what you saw? You do? Good. Picture it now. Relive it in your mind. Except that it turned you on to watching her. I can see your cock twitching, straining against your pants. Take it out for me. Good. Now stroke it, slowly. Stroke it to the memory of your girlfriend being used to pleasure those men, those strong, handsome gods. That's it. Do you remember how she looked? On her knees in front of them, their massive cocks at attention, sitting on the VIP couch, around her as she took each one into her mouth. Keep stroking. I know it turned you on. It's okay to want it, to enjoy it, to love it. Do you remember what they put around her neck? That jeweled collar with the words cum slut written on it. How each man took a hold of her leash to lead her to their cocks. How she moaned and choked on their lengths. Do you remember the strings of spit and saliva each time she pulled up for air? Only to have them force her head back down like a fucking pleasure pet for them. You like that, don't you? Knowing she was the perfect little fuck toy for those strong men, taking each of their thick cocks down her throat like a whore being paid. Did that turn you on? Watching her perfectly manicured hands ferociously pumping at their lengths, desperately milking their cocks. Did you notice how much smaller her hands looked on them compared to you? You did, huh? It made you squirm. You wanted more, didn't you? That's why you didn't stop. Not when they took their turns face-fucking your girlfriend. And definitely not when you saw them stand up and surround her. I know you didn't. You stood there and rubbed that cock through your pants as you watched these embodiments of masculinity lead on all fours by a leash, like a bitch in heat, didn't you? That's okay. I know you loved it. And I want you to love it. Keep stroking yourself faster. Do you remember the face she made when he first entered her? How his cock pushed aside the opening in those panties, the ones meant for you, and impaled her? Do you remember the silent screams escaping her mouth as her eyes rolled back into the back of her skull? How she nearly came from his girth alone? Keep stroking for me. Close your eyes. I want you to accept it. Accept that massive cock sliding into your precious girlfriend. Accept that you'll never hit the spots that he did. That he ruined her with his massive cock. Do you remember how wet she was? How his cock was insanely coated and glistening under the dim lights. How he gripped her leash and pulled her back until he was practically inside of her stomach. Stroke that cock. Do you remember her screams of pleasure? The guttural, needy sounds escaping her lips as he pumped into her, using her dripping cunt like it was his property. I want that image burned into your mind, those noises echoing in your memory. That's it. Keep stroking. And when she got too loud, do you remember what happened next? That's a good nod. You do, huh? Well, let me remind you. She had another cock shoved between those pretty lips before she could utter another depraved line for those muscular figures, didn't she? The same lips you kissed hours earlier, now wrapped around the bouncer's thick cock. They took turns pistoning into her from both ends, while the other stood around with their dick in her hand. She looked so pretty, didn't she? On her knees, her tits swaying back and forth as she got spit roasted, her hands occupied with two others. You loved her for that, didn't you? That's it. Accept it. Nod for me. Good. This is how it's going to be from now on. She's a slut for monster cocks, a greedy whore for those strong, muscular men, and you're her beta now. Stroke your cock faster. Do you want to come? Come to the memory of watching your love made airtight? Good. I want you to come. I want you to know this is okay. Accept it. Pleasure yourself to it. Come to it. Good. Now come. Come like they did. With one buried inside her snatch and the other down her throat, and two more in her hands, her face, her body. They covered her inside and out with their huge loads. The white ribbons of cum shooting out of their massive cocks, marking your girlfriend, their whore, for themselves. That's it. Come. Come like she did. Feeling her cheating cunt get filled to the brim by a real man. Come like he did as he emptied his balls into her tiny mouth. As he struggled to keep it all in as it escaped from the corners. Come like the cocks that she stroked off. Under her pretty face, under her tits, as they dripped off and into her perfect hair. That's it. Don't get up. Lay there. Feel your cum on your skin. I want you to understand that this is okay. This is acceptable. This is your new life with her. Understand? Nod your head. Good. Your girlfriend is too hot not to be shared by real men. And your new purpose is to accept it and to enjoy it. Pleasure yourself to it. And support it like a gracious partner. Good. Open your eyes. You understand your new role? Good. That's progress. Here's some tissue. Get cleaned up. I'll see you next week.